David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 178. Seriously, Hartlepool, first the monkey, then the canoeist, now this? Yesterday I read an article in the Hartlepool Mail saying that Hartlepool Library was running an all-day event celebrating great works of fiction. It's a shame that they didn't put the event on a couple of days earlier. They could have had a family fun day centred around the promises and statements of Farage, Johnson and the Leave campaign. It might have done some good and helped inform the voters. Instead, they chose to have their fiction day yesterday, and according to the Hartlepool Mail, it seems as if they've opted for a harrowing tale of a dystopian island where everyone's divided, the economy is collapsing, and fascists are rejoicing. No, sorry, this isn't the Hartlepool Library Fiction Day I'm reading now. It's just the actual news. 70% of people from Hartlepool. Exactly. You see what I've done there? Inadvertent satire. My subconscious brain is doing comedy. Hartlepool. Yeah, take that, Hartlepool. Hartlepool. Yeah. Ugh. See, I can't help it. It's just got comedy coursing through me. And what a put down that was. Hartlepool. Hartlepool, more like. Yeah. It's the kind of gold that you get if you listen to the podcast. If you've got friends who read this, I read it, I don't listen. No, you should listen. He does little extra bits like this. I mean, he then ruins it by analysing it quite a lot, but you just, as long as you've got your finger on the fast-forward button, you know when it's coming, you can tell he sort of slows down a little bit. And yeah, you can skip these bits, but it's worth it. Even though he rambles like this, and this is annoying now, but even though he does this, it's worth it for the gems. Like the time he said Hartlepool. And that's, I went back and read it. It's not there. It was completely spontaneous. Anyway, sorry. 70% of people from Hartlepool voted to leave the EU. I'd like to think that the majority of these voters made a properly thought out and well-informed choice, and their decision to go against all the experts, 90% of the economists, and the vast majority of politicians was an educated one. But if the vox pops from the town are anything to go by, I'm very doubtful that this is the case. I saw a news report on national BBC TV news in which the people from Hartlepool were interviewed about their vote. There wasn't a single well-reasoned argument from those people who had voted to leave, with people just spouting nonsense about immigration, even though Hartlepool hardly has an immigrant population. We need to get the foreigners out so we can spend the money on the... And it's not wrong for me to do an accent, because I come from Hartlepool. We need to get the foreigners out so we can spend the money on the NHS. As if there is a direct correlation between foreigners and free public healthcare. How will these people feel when they realise that the foreigners aren't actually going anywhere, and the NHS isn't going to get any more money ploughed into it? Farage and Ian Duncan Smith have already suggested that the whole £350 million into the NHS thing wasn't actually true. Plus, Farage has previously stated that the NHS might have to be privatised, so it seems as if these promises were untrue. Okay, maybe untrue is a harsh word. How about white lie? Yeah, that's nicer, isn't it? A nice, white, Caucasian, British lie. Ah, it doesn't sound so bad now, does it? It was a British, white, Caucasian lie. For real, ordinary and decent people. You know the type. Not like those pretend, weird, indecent folk from London, Scotland or Northern Ireland. Not the vast majority of young people. No, they're the ones that aren't us. The decent people. How will they feel when they realise that they've been lied to? I mean, they were bloody livid when they elected Hangus the Monkey as the mayor of their town in 2002, who, after being voted in, reneged on his election promise to give all school children free bananas. The people of Hartlepool were furious! I mean, okay, this isn't quite as serious. I mean, we're only talking about free healthcare here, but, you know, still, they'll be pretty pissed off, is what I'm saying. There are a few people on the report who said that they had absolutely no idea why they'd voted to leave, but they just did. Other people said it was to get Cameron out, presumably for a more right-wing Tory government. Was that the plan? Because that makes sense. Then your voice will really get heard, won't it? My gripe isn't simply with everyone who voted to leave. It's with those people who didn't know why they were doing it, or were voting for specious reasons like getting foreigners out, or as a protest vote. No one sees your vote as a protest vote. There's nothing that distinguishes your protest vote from a well-informed, educated vote. It's just a vote. On paper, it's just a vote. And if there are more leave votes than remain, guess what happens? Yeah, the leave vote wins. It's just basic maths, like 1 and 1 equals 2. Unless those numbers that you're adding up correlate to British pound coins, in which case it equals 20 pence. The interviews were recorded at a bus stop, and you could see the 36 bus pulling up, which is the bus that I used to get every day to go to college, and then after that to go to work. But watching Hartlepool on the TV on Friday, the town really didn't feel at all like home. Normally, people I've just met will assume that I'm Geordie, and they will ask me if I come from Newcastle. And usually, I'll tell them that I'm from Hartlepool, dropping the H, as all true Hartlepoodlians do. But, to be honest, I'm so ashamed of the ignorance of my hometown that I think from now on, whenever someone says, "So, you're from Newcastle, I assume," I will respond with, "Why aye, bonny lad, that's reet man, up that toon." Or I'll probably just say yes. But you get the point. In fact, so upset am I with my hometown that I've decided that I'm no longer willing to help them with their efforts to get back to the top of the teenage pregnancy league. That's right. I am so pissed off that I'm no longer prepared to have sex with teenage girls. In fact, just to teach you a lesson, Hartlepool, I am going to come to your town and have sex with all the foreign teenage girls of legal age, obviously. Well, it doesn't matter, does it? Because they're foreign. Well, I'll just have sex with them anyway. Meaning that there will be an influx of newborn foreigners. So then you actually have a bit more factual accuracy and weight behind your complaints about all these foreigners. Plus, what with all these foreign births, those foreign women who have impregnated will be taking up the NHS's resources, having their foreign children. I mean, really, I'm doing you a favour, Hartlepool. I'm making you look a lot less stupid by introducing more NHS-hogging foreign people so that your arguments will actually hold some value. I think this is even more of a noble cause than my original teenage pregnancy campaign. And my original cause was pretty noble, I'm sure you'll all agree. Well, I've written today's dollop very hastily. I'll write something a bit more interesting and considered tomorrow. Or maybe I won't. Maybe I'm just saying that I will in order to get you to come to my website and listen tomorrow. Maybe actually it'll just be a recording of me farting. Although I suppose there's a chance that you might enjoy that more than just listening to a load of boring words. Oh well, come back tomorrow and we'll see what happens. There isn't a plan. I've decided to adopt the Brexit campaign's approach to this blog from now on.